Oh, there's boys today. Many boys here. The year of our Lord, Lord and Savior, Jesus H. Christ. It's 2023. Some would say it's November 11th, week 10, if you can believe it, folks, of the NFL season coming right up, your ass. We'll pick all the games as we always do. But we have a lot to get to before that. Before we get to anything else, ladies and gentlemen, in studio, off camera, he's here at long last. Everybody's been demanding it, clamoring for it is the word of the day. Julio, the original Julio.
A couple of big boys in this small garage.
Well, not for long. Soon we'll be doing this in a car.
on the street in front of the McDonald's downtown.
Yeah, I actually, truthfully, I've been scoping out, places to,
live in.
Yeah, I've been scoping out parking lots that I can park in.
Oh, really?
To sleep.
Oh wait, to actually live in. You're not kidding. You're gonna live in. You're thinking about living in your car for a bit.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it's been done before.
Yeah.
Which kind of you picking a nice parking lot?
There's a great lot of the commuter lot here in Glenbrook by the train. There's a great spot.
Ooh, that is a good one.
Right next to the person's house with the fence on the far side.
Know
there,
exactly
you park right
about.
Next to the fence.
Yep.
It's the fence is on the south side, mm-hmm, so you'll get the shade in the morning.
That's very nice.
It's level, which is important when living in your car.
Of course,
I've realized over the years.
Right, you don't want to deal with like rain pooling around your car or anything.
No.
Like
that. Well, you also don't, when you're laying down, you don't want to be on an angle.
Oh, that's true.
So when you're living in your car, you got to make sure you're on a flat surface.
Wow. You're really checking all the boxes for these parking lots. The Glenbrook one is pretty nice. That's a good one.
There's a commuter lot up High Ridge next to
The
Merritt, I figure. Yep. So yeah, we'll see. We're in a good spot.
All right. Things are looking up for old Jim.
Things are looking up. Be looking up to live in my car. Wonderful.
Well, let's change the subject.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you could, this is, yes, your eyes don't deceive you. This is a BJ Armstrong Bulls jersey. And yes, it's a Youth XL that I've had since fifth grade. And yes, it still fits.
I heard that that jersey's rare. I've heard.
One of the most rare. Tell me if you've ever seen any
wear a youth large Armstrong jersey before in my life.
BJ Armstrong, one of my favorite players as a boy because he was short and just banged threes and he looked like he was 10.
How long was he on the Bulls for?
A few years.
Was he? I barely remember him.
Yeah, BJ Armstrong. I guess it all checks out because he looked like a boy and I love boys.
God. Yeah, there's a theme going on here. It's all Jim's always been about the boys.
Playing with the boys, liking players who look like boys, flirting with young boys.
Oof. The classic.
No, I mean like not like that.
Oh, never mind.
Well, maybe.
Right.
Anywho, let's change the subject for real. We're going to get thrown off of YouTube. You're not supposed to talk about this stuff in the first 10 minutes is what everybody says. I didn't say anything too crass. Let's talk about the weather. And listen, calm down, everybody. Everybody's clamoring in the comments. Clamoring is the word.
Oh,
clamoring
God.
For king size.
We do need to talk about the weather on the sports show. That's a good point.
Well, I'm serious. I thought about this. Mm-hmm. I took the pooches for a beautiful fall walk just before this. And this weather today. I think if you'll go back with me, you, Julio, and the people at home, go back in your mind's eye to the days of yore as a Ute dim.
Mm-hmm.
These, I think, are the best days to ever play outside. You go out, you start in your sweatpants and a hoodie.
Yep.
By the time you get home, you're in shorts and a tank top covered in sweat.
Right.
High 50, low the 50s, perfect for playing sports.
Right.
The smell in the air. This brings me back to our pickup football games.
Oh, the classic Thanksgiving. Every Thanksgiving weekend.
The outdoor. Mm-hmm. I used to play basketball.
Yep.
Just in general, playing with the neighborhood kids, whatever. Not as an adult. I mean, when I was a boy playing with the kids, I would never do that now.
Has it been 10 minutes yet? All right.
No, it hasn't been 10 minutes. We got another 5 minutes before we can say crass words.
Great, great, great.
But yes, you get what? The,
no, 100%.
Beautiful fall day here in New exactly England, here in Connecticut. Mean. And I was reminded of, this is like the perfect weather. I remember these days where it was chilly, but as soon as you start playing a sport,
right.
you warm up, you get
exactly.
sweaty, and you come home covered in sweat exactly. and dirt and cum maybe. But, and yeah, so what do you, yeah.
No, well, no, you're exactly right. It's cold out at first, but as soon as you play a sport of your choosing for an hour or two, your body's all hot, warmed up,
ooh,
horned
hot
up, and then it's cooled off by the cold air. So you could literally play forever in this weather.
This is the best sports weather.
Yeah.
Maybe the best sports weather day of the year
yeah.
so far.
Not- and, it, and as you get older, it gets more fun because now that we're old men, we don't do it anymore. But to go back to the annual Thanksgiving football game, you know, back in our mid to late 20s, you know, we'd get to an age where someone can get seriously hurt because we're not as
right.
durable. And that would always be fun to watch.
Well, we've seen our dear friend, friend of the show, Ordy. I've
poor
watched
Ordy. That's a good point.
I've watched him right in front of me get severely injured, I think, three times. I remember one time I heard his Achilles pop.
Right.
Playing pickup football. Yep. I remember another time he was breaking tackle against our dear friend Dre and his knee blew up. Ooh. And I think the time before that was also Dre was involved where he fucked up his knee.
I feel like poor Ordy's blown his ACL and MCL every other year. And anytime he's tried to play football with us, he's just had the worst luck. Poor guy. But we also seen random kids die on the field. Like that B2K kid.
Right. So as we discussed on this show before, obviously I say it hyperbolically a lot of times, but we used to play pickup football almost every weekend this time
right.
of year, and usually fun 8-on-8, even 11-on-11 a lot of times, full field
mm-hmm.
deal.
Yep.
And yes.
And that Fugazi rough touch.
Well,
it was
touch.
Full-on tackle.
No, classic full-on tackle, a line, everything. And we had friends who were real athletes who we've watched people get broken in half, broken men that people have never recovered.
No one ever saw that kid ever again.
No.
That's for damn sure.
No, never again.
He never stepped on the field.
Never again. What's going on? I need a son of Billy Wagner. Oh, the legend, son of Billy. I need a $10,000 parlay. Thanks. We'll get to, we got some parlays and stuff. Anyway, Julio, what else? Do you have anything, any opening salvos? It's been a while. So people have been clamoring.
Yeah, no, it's been a minute. I don't know. Nothing new on my end, really. Been watching movies because I'm old and gay.
Me too.
That's about it. I was listening to your podcast earlier, though, and we don't have to harp on it because it's a sports show. But I do just want to say I agree wholeheartedly about your take on Andrew Schultz. He's totally just annoyingly over. I don't know if you ever listened to his podcast.
I do here and there. If it's, I go by guest, if you know.
Yes, by guest. I saw a couple, like a handful when he was first starting out, and he'd have like Alex Jones or, you know, Joe Rogan or whatever. But he's progressively gotten worse with how annoying he is on the show. He's always fucking touching his guests. Or
yeah.
his co-host. He's always laughing at everything like it's the funniest fucking thing ever.
Yeah.
Like, nothing's not funny with him. And that makes everything else not funny to me. And he's
yes.
totally overhyped now.
I think it just, yeah, 100%. You nailed it. You nailed it better than I. And I don't know. I think it's just he's been, to his credit, he's big. He's essentially mainstream now. And
yep.
I don't
yep.
even think it's a conscious thing with these guys is over time, over being beaten down over time with not, you know, their agents telling them to be careful talking about this, you know what I mean?
Right.
And worried about getting canceled for that.
Right. They just become,
they just naturally
yeah.
become all the same person, which is
right.
what makes it boring.
They become the same person.
And I call it, I mean, I know he's not there, but I call it the LA Cucks because
right.
it's just that mainstream
that group.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's just that mainstream feel. There's no
right.
real, they kind of have a fake edge to it
right,
in a way,
right,
you know?
Right, right.
But there's no real, they're not actually challenging their guests or themselves with anything funny.
You know what I equate it to? I equate it to like crypto and NFT like community circles or whatever, because they're all just in that community just hyping it up as much as possible to make it seem to everyone else on the outside.
Right.
It's the greatest thing ever. It's better than it is. So in when it comes to comedians in their podcast circle, like the Joe Rogan fucking circle, like they're all just going on each other's show, just hyping each other up. Joe will go on Tom Segura. Tom Segura will be on fucking Andrew Schultz. Andrew Schultz will go on Bert Kreisch. They all, like Bobby Lee will fucking go on, what's his
name? It's like incestual.
Yeah. They're all just doing each other's podcasts and they're all just hyping each other up. And then it becomes all the same product.
100%. A great point. And that absolutely ties directly into what I was just talking about on Ski Mask Collective with Kevin's show and these idiot fans who don't really know the show saying we need good guests. And you just nailed why good guests don't make a good show, because it just turns into all the same shit.
Right.
That's why I don't want to see Kevin Brennan talking to palling around with Pat Dixon as much as I don't mind. I like Pat Dixon.
I don't mind it, but how many times do you have to see it?
But yeah, it's just every other podcast. So I'd rather Ski Mask eating a BLT with Kevin being furious with him. Sorry, but that's fucking more entertaining. I want to see a guy eating BLT in a ski mask and an old man yelling at him like he's his son to get his shit together.
I don't keep up with the MLC lore like you boys. Like
oh,
Kevin,
you're still
like Brennan's boys,
Julio. But, you're very much in the forefront of Kevin's mind. Did you see that Kevin Brennan went viral last week for laughing at Matt Perry dying?
Oh, I saw that. Yes.
Did you see that he was wearing me on the shirt?
Oh, you are part of the lexicon, the history of Misery Loves Company from here on out, forever.
There's no way out of it. We're linked forever for Tyne Aeternum, Kevin. Sorry.
You were on all the websites, right? They put it on
Daily Mails and the New York Post.
Right.
I was in all of it. Some would say maybe that's why Kevin went so viral, is because of the shirt he was wearing with my face on it.
Right.
And listen, you can make the case.
Inside job.
You can make the case I'm the reason Kevin went viral.
I agree.
Clip that.
Done. Fact. Confirmed.
James McKean. Dixon is good. Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You're missing the point, James. I like Pat Dixon. Again, I'm talking about what's best for MLC as a whole, and what's best for MLC as a whole is not people Kevin gets along with or that super chat him.
You want to see him pissed.
Yes, you want to see him pissed. That was the whole show. When it was 1 or 2 days a week,
when he's Kevin spitting venom.
He was spitting venom. Right. Go listen to the old episodes. He came out firing on all of them. That is the show. It's literally called Misery Loves Company. It's not called Kevin Likes Hanging Out With Some People.
Right.
Then it's just like back to Julio's perfect point. And then it turns into all these other cuck mainstream podcasts where they're all just interviewing each other and talking about the same shit.
And I blame Joe Rogan for all that. Even though I like Rogan's podcast, I do, because he does do different shit. It's not just comedians. Sometimes it's like a fucking scientist or a history guy or a fucking MMA guy. Like, he does different shit, so he's not that bad. But he's the fucking catalyst for all of it. All that. The entire circle of comedians that do fucking each other's podcast.
Yes. He's the one. They all try to be the... Yes, exactly. They're all trying to do the Rogan thing. Right. Have a few laughs, but kind of be serious.
Right,
and again, Andrew Schultz 101.
Oh, my God. The whole... I'm sorry. You brought up...
No, I like that you're riled up about this.
Well, Andrew Schultz is stupid. He'll have stupid fucking epiphanies. Like, he's fucking deep in the middle of the show. It's like... What? Like, when you think about it, war is bad. It's not good. And it'll just like, he's just in awe of his own fucking common sense.
And he thinks it's like a break. He like just had this breakthrough for mankind.
Yes. That's probably one of the most annoying things for me from that show now. I can't. He was funny when he was doing reels on Instagram and he wasn't trying to make like $1,000 a day or whatever. Like, whatever. It happens. You get super successful and it gets bland and boring after a period of time.
And that happened. And that's exactly it. And I guess at the end of the day, you can't have it all. So good for Andrew Schultz for making a ton of money. Listen, you still get the money.
Right.
Good for you. You got all the money. Right. And we're allowed to say you're not as good as you were. You sold out a bit.
Right.
Right?
And who cares what we say?
Exactly. We're just here.
We're fucking living in a garage.
Soon
to be a car.
Soon to be
a
Subaru Forester.
Yeah, so who gives a shit?
At the Glenbrook train station.
Right.
Donate. Speaking of donate, James R., $2. I give credit for Steve Torelli for KB going viral. That's a great point, James R. Steve Torelli did make that logo that was on of me, that was on Kevin's shirt and all those way back in the days of yore.
Oh, is he the guy that
originally
made those shirts back in
the day? Steve Torelli has left us like Jesus did.
Oh,
he's abandoned us.
Oh, he doesn't make any more shirts for you?
I don't know what he is. I don't have any direct info on Steve Trail. I know he used to enjoy Kevin and Compound and and us, and I haven't seen him around. Oh, maybe he's just moved on, but he's left us in our time of need. But we thank you, Torelli.
He's the one that made the...
he made all the original...
He made the Stancil...
Athletics?
Well, no, the one with the Jesus on the mountaintop in Brazil. Stancil the Savior or whatever.
Stancil the Redeemer.
Yes, he made that one?
Essentially.
Oh, that's a
classic. I believe it was Torelli.
That's the GOAT. That's a
call in if you know who made that. James Art, thank you for the $2. As always on this show, we have we're still doing our opening salvos. We haven't even gotten into sports yet. Fucking, it's going to be a hell of a show. As always, super chats read immediately. And if you want to ask your various sports questions to two elite athletes and sport minds, you're welcome to do so without super chatting, but if you're too poor, then I'll get to those that we see fit. Super chats read immediately. Regular questions and comments will have I'll go through intermittently. Those are the ground rules, as we say here. Well, obviously, as always, we'll get to the football once we get into football, we don't come out of it. Well, you know what? Why don't you? You're our guest, and today I understand there's a UFC. You're our UFC correspondent.
Whoa,
I've been on the record. I think UFC is a glorified bar fight. that's the other thing, and I know we're going backwards again.
Okay.
I don't care.
That's fine.
But why? Same with Andrew Schultz. He's some kind of UFC expert.
Oh, right.
They
yeah.
all. Why are no, all these guys? Yes. They all talk about
all
UFC
like podcasts,
and they don't talk about any other sports like that. Yeah. All the other sports that everybody else has played growing up.
You know why?
Because of Joe Rogan.
Because of Joe Rogan.
Right.
100%. It all goes back to Joe Rogan. As good as he is, as much as I respect him, as much as I like what he does.
Because he is good at what he does,
yes.
And the other guys are trying. Joe Rogan has been doing all that UFC and
way
MMA shit
everybody.
His whole life.
Yes,
before it was his mainstream thing.
Always done, and he's always been the way he's been. He hasn't really changed.
Right.
He's not. They're all trying to be him. You know.
Yeah, Shane Gillis and four other fucking Philly guys moved to Austin to try to be him, sell out.
That
that's
is
another
also. We keep going back to this.
Oh, we
thing.
Can do it all day.
But
we'll bang the drum all day.
All going,
viewers are going up.
They're
they
all fucking
it.
Going to Austin. To
yeah.
follow him. There's no other reason. It's like
to do his club. He convinces
yes,
them. I have the club there. It's a big club. And listen, he's right. They'll have a full rooms every night, so they can
no,
pop
absolutely.
In and do sets to a
money.
Full room.
Right.
He probably sells them on. It's more of a hub as far as you know, doing the road
yeah.
where they can travel around easy.
Right.
At the end of the day, you're still in way past 10 minutes. You're still in faggot ass Austin. Fucking
whoa.
There's a three. Whoa. I'm not talking about a person. I'm talking about a city. So you can't cancel me.
All right. Austin does get a tax.
From what I haven't been there myself, but from everybody I've talked to, and that's many people at this point, there's like a 3-block stretch of Austin that's cool in the downtown, and then it's just a shitty.
Have you been?
No,
oh,
but
I've
I'm getting.
Been
I have many people
I heard
reports.
It's good.
A lot of birds and bees. They said it's fun, but there's like one street downtown that's fun, and then that's it. And then it's just. Then
I've it's actually just, heard that too.
Then it's just a suburb
yeah.
like anything else. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for them. Good for the Shane Gillis, McCusker, Gardini, and Lemaire. Good for you guys moving down there. I don't approve it. I don't support it.
You
didn't have to. They're taking the easy way out. They got to be friends with Rogan over the last couple of years.
Right.
They're taking the easy way out where now they can go perform at the mothership whenever they want instead of putting in their time at the New York club. And listen, New York clubs are very gay now, too. I'm not going to lie.
Right.
But at least you're in a real city.
That's
doing
known
it,
for its comedy.
Doing
right?
it in the home of comedy.
Right, exactly.
You know, the Comedy Store in L.A. came later.
Right.
The home of comedy is New York, so... Anywho, how did we get? Oh, all these comedians talk about MMA.
Right, they're all talking about, and then a bunch of them go to the fucking fights now.
Yeah,
and I feel like I remember there was a pay per view where, I forget which one, but after the pay per view, on the broadcast, they go to the people commentating, and they just kind of wrap up the show. They talk about what just happened, and you know the cameras are facing them, so you see the people sitting behind them. It's usually empty. People are walking out. But I feel like I remember a recent pay-per-view where Shane Gillis was still there with, like, a couple people, and he looked blasted out of his mind.
Oh, he sure was.
He's just, like, kind of leaning over. He goes, and he says it himself, he goes fucking retarded. He goes retarded.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's like a retard.
We can say that. It's after 10 minutes.
No. He becomes autistic when he has way too much to drink.
He does, and that's why a lot of us love him.
I think he's.
But and they just had on their podcast this week. You probably didn't know this. They just Cheeto.
Oh, Cheeto Vera.
He was on. Yeah? He was on Matt and Shane's podcast.
Oh, really? I didn't know
the
that.
Guest this very week.
Did you listen
to
to
your
it?
Point? Yeah.
Did you like it?
It was okay.
What do you think of the guest with Cheeto? All right, he has broken English, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was pretty funny, I guess. I mean, listen, again, kind of what we're talking about as a whole. At least it was something different.
It was
different. I'd rather that than two comics talking about how
the same old
gay
shit.
They are.
More drama about Brendan Schwab.
But I just don't get. I just don't. It is insufferable to me to listen to comedians talk about like technique and shit.
Right.
Like, what are you?
They don't know what the
talk
fuck
about
talking
this,
about.
And they don't talk about the. What annoys me is they don't talk about other sports this way.
Right,
sports they
exactly.
know much more about.
Right.
Sports they played since they were kids. Right. I don't get why. I guess it's like cool to talk about because it's fighting.
Well, now
so
it's
it makes
getting,
it makes it seem more manly to talk about like MMA
tougher, right,
is that what it is
damage. That's probably why, but it's also getting super popular, and with the recent advent of like sports book betting becoming more accepted nationwide, it's just like it's just fun to bet on these fights. You don't
it
have
is.
To wait like you don't have to wait if you bet on the Jets and the Giants, you have to wait like 2 hours to see if you won your money or not, so depending on what you bet on. But with fights, you'll know what you if you won or not within like 20 minutes. 15,
and I do have
sometimes
a,
even less.
I, to your point, I have a parlay in for the fights today, and I won't watch a single one of them.
He's not going to watch a single fucking one.
But before we want Julio's boots on the ground reporting of today's UFC event, because he is our official UFC correspondent. He's no hack. He's no hack like Andrew Schultz.
Yeah,
while he's doing it, while he's pulling up his extensive show prep over there. Yeah, the caring about MMA strikes a similar chord, at least with me, to like the people who like American soccer.
Why?
Because you don't really. Come on. These people don't
right.
like. They don't. You don't actually. Please.
All right, hold on.
The
hold
same
on.
People that play pickleball. All
right, well. Pickleball, equating pickleball to soccer is a bit of a leap in my opinion. I don't think that's really equatable, but I don't know about the rest of the country, but I will say here,
it's not an American sport. It's boring.
Hold on. You're
We're
riled.
Not poor. We
you're
can play better sports.
You're getting all horned up and riled. Here.
Soccer is for poor people because you play it with any piece of garbage. You just crush up and kick around.
But we did grow up playing soccer, though.
Yeah, I played soccer. It was great.
So
they used to call me Cannonball.
So it becomes...
Great defender.
It becomes your pastime.
And
if
goalie.
You grow up. All right.
What position did you play?
Sweeper.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were we ever on the same team?
No. I think
we were
vicious rivals back in the day. I played with our old degenerate doctor, the physical therapist.
So did I. I was
oh,
on
did
that.
You?
I played on a team with him in
maybe different years.
I have a picture
years.
Of it.
Yeah.
Do I have it right here?
Wow. The archives. Going into the Stancil archives, folks.
Well, look at this. My first coaching job, Dolan Middle School.
Oh, I thought you were one of the players.
I'm coaching. My first
You're as tall as your middle schoolers.
Unbelievable cross coach. I'm totally unbelievable there. This is the first lacrosse team at Stanford High School history, folks. I was on it, and there I am. Look at that. What happened?
Oh, bottom right. I see him. Wow, chubby boy.
Beautiful. What are you talking about?
He's chubby. Yeah, come on.
Beautiful boy. I mean, listen. We all know I'm in the best shape of my life right now, but
that's true.
What other pictures? Thought I had a picture. Oh, no. Maybe I... All right.
The Stancil Archives.
There's a lot. Here's a picture.
The Lost Years.
A picture of a camel.
Why do you have a... Did you go to a zoo?
A Great Adventure in New Jersey with John Zurita.
Oh, wow. La Verdad?
Here's me. Here you go. Julio, are you in this picture?
Oh shit! Am I? Oh yeah, I am. I'm fucking fresh. Can you see? Do you see?
Oh
me?
My god!
The
yeah,
red vest.
Look at Julio
damn,
in the
changed,
killer
boy.
Red vest.
Fucking putting all these kids to shame with
damn.
My fucking drip. Per usual.
An Argyle.
Since day one.
Julio in an Argyle red vest, about to right behind Michael Koonin, of course, and then And then that's me next to AJ Hull,
the classic,
dear friend.
Oh,
we're my dear friend AJ Hull.
Is that Ms. Lucadamo's class? That might be.
Wow! And now, where's the girl? Well, now we're going down memory lane here. I'm gonna find there's a girl I had my first kiss with in one of these pictures.
Good lord!
In third grade.
What is a sports mesh? What's the sports show turned into?
Hold on, folks. You don't get this.
Kissing and telling.
You don't get this on the Pat McAfee show.
Hack McAfee.
Hack! I think it's inside.
Stancil, the lost years.
I also had sex with one of these girls in these pictures. I also had sex with one of the girls in these pictures later in life.
Was it Ms. Luca Damo?
Here you go. Hold on.
Dead air.
Hold on, folks. If you're listening to the audio,
he's looking through things. He's looking.
What was this old lady's name? Oh, Miss Mars. Some real classics.
He's reminiscing
there.
Here.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. I had sex with the girl.
Oh my God.
That's me in the striped shirt, of course, on the end, making a dumb face because that's why I was on the end. And I ended up, years later, I would have sex with the black girl sitting next to me.
Wow.
I did not have sex at that age. I'm not sick.
Of course not.
But I did have sexual relations with her as an adult.
Oh, my God.
Years later.
Is that old Marcy Molina?
And my neighbor. There he is. Legend. I won't say his full government name. And some other classics. We were talking about the UFC.
Yeah, we were talking about how gay comedians are. And how they think they're UFC experts just because Joe Rogan talks about it
right.
on his podcast.
And, that's what we were talking. And then we got on how I compared American soccer to caring about UFC.
That's right. Well, we grew up with it. So if you grow up with it, then it's part of your pastime, right? It's not just like a passing phase.
Right. So caring. That's my point. If you didn't care about soccer growing up, then you're gay for caring.
Yeah, but plenty
about
of people did. Plenty of people do.
Nobody cares about fucking New York. Whatever the fuck they're called. They just want to wear a scarf and get hammered.
Ooh, the NYCFC? Ugh. New York City Football Club?
Anywho, enough.
Come on.
You're
on the pitch?
Lots of people like soccer. Shut up, Lady Slug. Shut the hell up. We don't talk like that here.
Lady Slug is right.
James R., sorry, I missed the super chat. $2. Was born in the Bay Area, home of the gay jokes.
Cool. Congrats.
I was just in Marin County. If you missed that programming with the great Jono Weinstein from the 2 a.m. Club, beautiful bar there in Mill Valley, California.
Is that where you got the inside scoop on the rainbow?
Yeah,
Bridge?
Jono
Weinstein.
That was that crazy guy, wacky guy. All right, Julio is here.
Sure.
Our sports mass, our official sports mass UFC correspondent.
Absolutely.
Now, from what I understand, now I did place a parlay on this, even though I'm not going to watch or know anything. I understand.
How many legs?
Let's pull it right up.
Let's review your parlay. Let's grade it. Let's take a look at your bets.
Kelly, stop. I'm going to call you in a minute. Stop texting me, you fucking.
She's a horned dog.
Jeez, she's all horned up. She's begging for pictures of my cock.
Just relax, Kelly.
Just calm down. Kelly was like banging some stripper woman last night.
Oh, really?
And then she makes fun of me, some black stripper, and then she makes fun of me with a young Haitian American lady. She's got the balls to.
love is love.
We'll get
folks.
To her. We'll call her. We're going to dial her up. All right. You want to hear my parlay first?
Yeah, let's grade your parlay. How many legs?
It is. I put a lot of parlays in.
Oh, my God.
Did I lose already? Is that possible? Did they start?
No, the preliminary starts at 6. Early fights start at 6, so you shouldn't have.
Okay, only four.
All right, that's doable. That's doable.
I got. I don't even know who Bazookia and Emmers. I got under 2.5 rounds.
Okay.
Prochachka and Pereira. I got over 1.5 rounds.
That's a good one.
I got Jessica Andrade moneyline.
Okay.
She's fighting Mackenzie Dern.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one I got Castaneda moneyline against Kyung Hyo Kang.
Hold on.
John Castaneda.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's the favorite.
That's it. We got $350 to win $91.
That's not bad.
Now, I saw on there they actually had like a point spread, like +3.5.
Yeah, now
how does that work?
Now they're doing points for
tell
the
us how it works. Tell the folks at home.
Well, essentially, you know, it's not too different from boxing. They're basically saying that whatever their final score is for the fight, you just add.
Oh, so like the judges' scores?
Yeah, the judges' scores. Yeah, exactly.
So for you to get bet on the line, I guess we'll say. Mm-hmm. It has to go the distance, first of all, because it has to be scored.
Well, I actually don't know, because I've never made that point bet yet in MMA.
Mm.
So it might just be +3.5, even if it's a finish. If your guy has more points than the other guy, then you still win. That might be the case. I don't know. I've never done the point spread bet. That's relatively new. They started that
interesting.
Recently.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
So what's going on here? What's the overview of today's UFC? Now this is UFC what?
UFC 295, live from New York City, actually.
Whoa.
And I actually was considering trying to get tickets for this. Because I've actually been to one UFC pay-per-view in Newark. Side note, never go to Newark. That place is a fucking shithole.
Now I fly Spirit and I've flown into Newark a few times.
That's fine. Have you actually hung out in the city?
No.
That's what I'm saying. No, don't go to Newark to hang out. They have the Prudential
City.
Center. Go to the Prudential Center, go to a show, go to a fight, do whatever.
Leave.
And then get the fuck out of there.
Same for MetLife. Terrible. Maybe the worst stadium in the NFL.
Really? MetLife?
Just a terrible, nothing
have,
to it. Terrible.
They have a bunch of bridges
takes
that you can drink underneath.
Takes 4 hours to. You're thinking of Citi Field.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
No, MetLife, the football stadium. It's clinical.
You're right.
It takes 3 hours to get out.
Right.
Anywho.
Well, only do that if you're in your 20s and you have a crave case of 30 White Castle burgers
Ooh.
With you and infinite beer and a couple of handles of Jack Daniels.
Yep. Drive drunk, folks.
Oh, boy. Talk about fucking photos. Wish you had those right now. So anyway, never go to Newark. But UFC 295 was gonna have John Jones. Are you aware of John Jones?
The black guy.
Stancil? Yeah, the tall black guy. He's kind of a piece of shit in real life. He's done multiple terrible things that he's basically gotten off for. But he was gonna fight. He got hurt. They had to cancel that main event. And so now look at that. Good Lord. Another friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Good God.
Go ahead.
So anyway, the main event is now Alex Pereira, a crazy tough Brazilian dude, versus Jiří Prochazka, who's a crazy European. I don't know what kind of person he is, but he's pretty wild. If you're going to bet on this fucking fight, wow, good God. Look at that tank top. It's like choking him.
Me and a dear friend, if you look closely, you see the water in the air squirting out of the bidet. We had the bidet squirting into the air.
Wow. You look just like The Rock with your hand up like that.
Prochazka.
Yeah. So if you're going to bet on that fight, I would go Pereira. Prochazka is he's a more well-rounded fighter, but Pereira has crazy knockout power. He beat Israel Adesanya for the championship. He went up in weight for the to the light heavyweight division, and he's already fighting for the title. So, you know, go Pereira is my take on
okay,
that.
Okay, I bet Pereira.
The co-main event, now that was the main event. The co-main is Sergey Pavlovich versus Tom Aspinall. They're both heavyweights. These are two big boys.
Ooh.
They hit hard. And this is probably going to be a finish. It's probably going to be a KO-TKO situation. But Tom Aspinall has actually had 100% finish rate. He's finished the fight early in all of his fights in the UFC so far.
Huh.
So I would just go with Tom Aspinall. They're both negatives in terms of odds.
Right. Add him to your parlay.
Add him to your parlay if you're going to do a parlay. So I would go Aspinall. Mackenzie Dern and Andrade, I say go Dern. I'm tempted to go with Jessica Andrade because she's Brazilian and all the Brazilians are tough as fuck. But Mackenzie Dern, I think, gets it done. And then after that...
Dern gets it done.
Yeah, Dern gets it done. Done Dern. And then after that, I mean, I actually went on Reddit to see if there was any inside notes on who to bet on.
Took a picture of a crab underwater in Maine.
Good God. And then I did find that some fucking person on Reddit posted a AI bet, essentially. So I may just do this bet just to see how it goes because I'm a degenerate. But I'll read it out loud. So this is gonna consider this the mortal loss of the month.
Because mortal loss.
The mortal loss of the month. But you may make crazy money, so I don't know. This is what the chat FTW AI, sports AI, on Reddit predicted. Just on money lines. Pereira, Tom Aspinall, Mackenzie Dern, Benoit Saint-Denis, Pat Sabatini, Alessandro Costa, Tabitha Ricci, Roosevelt Roberts, and Borshchev. So if you want to lose, I don't know, if you're cool with losing $10, maybe do that. And if you hit, you'll potentially win thousands of dollars. Now, I don't know how often you do the parlays on DraftKings for UFC events, Stancil, but there are a couple promos out on DraftKings today.
Whoa, now is this a paid advertisement?
No, not at all.
You're not sitting here to infiltrate the greatest sports show on the planet promote DraftKings without authorization.
No, I'm not a sleeper agent for DraftKings. I am not. All right. This is just so that all the boys out there know.
We have some girls, too.
They can get more money out of their parlays. There's a stepped-up parlay promo in DraftKings where the more legs you have in your parlay, the more of a boost you get for your bet.
Yeah.
So that's available for UFC 295. And then there's also a no-sweat bet for all sports in DraftKings for a maximum of a $10 bet. So if you lose that one, you get your $10 back.
This sounds like you're promoting DraftKings.
And DraftKings Sportsbook also has all the greatest merch in sports.
All right.
What?
That's enough.
And that's it. That's all I got.
Wow. That's great coverage.
Very thorough.
More than I could have done.
Very thorough 3-minute. Research.
Love that.
I did during the show.
I got a few. You know what I was thinking about? You're a perfect person to weigh in on this. I tweeted this this week, and I frankly believe it true. It true with my physical makeup and my drive to succeed. If I was 6 feet tall, I would be a pro athlete. Thoughts?
If you had the proper genetics and you weren't cursed like from the beginning, well. No, you are still lacking in a very important part of all this is that if you had the right genetics and you were born to reach the height of 6 feet, I would agree there would be a chance that you'd be a professional athlete. Yes.
There you have it. So if Julio agrees, I am basically a pro athlete.
I mean, I've seen
James R. $2. They had separate classrooms when I was in school.
Whoa.
He's also from the Bay Area.
Wow.
There you go. Jake Hudson in the chat. Hello, Jake. All right. Well,
That's all I got for UFC.
That's fine. No, it's fine. It's almost football time. One other note before we get into the football, and I got a lot to say about football.
Oh boy.
The Mets, just to click it off the list, the Mets signed Carlos Mendoza as their new manager this week. And I'm just to mention it, so it's on here for time eternum. We're not going to spend time on this. But just another vanilla, safe Mets signing for a yes man for the front office so they can sign whoever they want. And fucking, this is just another manager to hold the pocket of the front office. They should have went after Craig Counsell. Even fucking Ron Washington, who loves to do crack. I would love to have in somebody with some kind of edge. Instead, we signed boring. The Mets signed boring Carlos Mendoza, and nothing is going to change. And I have nothing more to add to that. I just wanted to be on record because I'm Stancil Stradamus.
Your continued hellish existence keeps going.
There's
as
no
a Mets
way
and
out.
Jets fan.
There's no way out.
Do you watch hockey?
Yeah.
Cursory? A cursory fan of hockey?
I get into it more as the season goes, okay. But we cover hockey here on occasion
right.
as we get
sure.
going.
Do you really care about the Island? I know you watch
yes,
the Islanders.
Yes, I consider myself an Islander fan. I keep an eye on the scores.
Out of those three teams, who do you think does the best overall through the season? Is it the Islanders? Do
they get... God, it's so... No.
No?
They're all...
There isn't one... There's not even one ray of light between the three.
I mean, I guess it has to be the Mets.
Oh, okay.
They kind of...
I don't watch hockey, so I don't know.
The Jets, yeah. They're all very similar. That's a problem with being a Mets, Jets, Islanders fan, as most people are. And if you're not, you're a hack, frankly.
Right, fake fan.
Yeah, you can't be Mets and Yankees or...
Or Mets and
Jets
Rangers.
Mets, Jets, Islanders. Right. If you're going to be, you have to do all three.
Right.
Yeah, and they're all very similar because they're all, they just tear your heart out week after week. And perfect segue, Julio. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Let me cover the Jets-Chargers game from Monday night. An absolute travesty, an absolute predictable travesty by the New York Jets. And it's unbelievable how every year the personnel changes, coaches change, and they still have these. It's the same losses every year. Against the Chargers, they had a chance. They could have gone, 5-4.
Yep.
They would be one game out of first place. They'd be in second place in the AFC East, one game behind the Dolphins. In the driver's seat for the wild card and the AFC as well, one of the teams, and they have an absolutely winnable game, and they just find ways to lose these football games. And it happens every year. It's amazing. I don't know what it is. There's something in the water or what, but an absolute wrenching loss Monday night against the Chargers. When you have a defense who I believe gave up one offensive touchdown that whole game. The Chargers could do nothing on offense. The only way they did anything on offense is when the defense was left on the field for literal full quarters at a time, because our offense could do nothing but three and outs. And then the coach has the fucking gumption to go up there after the game and say that the offense moved the ball well. I don't know what fucking game he was watching. If I was the Jets defense, and I was saying this during the game, and I've been saying it since, and I said it before the game, if I was the Jets defense, I wouldn't take the field until they got a real quarterback. I understand the Jets O-line stinks. I understand even more that Zach Wilson is not an NFL quarterback. They got to change something. Zach Wilson continues to make the same mistakes week after week. I apologize if you watch the show every week, because I've been saying it all season. This guy has no business in the NFL. He still has zero pocket presence. He takes some of the worst sacks in the worst spots you'll ever see. He stares down receivers. And mind you, his receivers last week, it didn't do him any favors. Some key drops when he actually threw the ball well. He also had Garrett Wilson wide open for touchdowns a few times and couldn't get the ball to him because he's not an NFL quarterback. Meanwhile, to my point, as I keep saying, sign anybody. Look at the Vikings. They picked Dobbs up off of the sidewalk this weekend, won with them. That's all I want. I don't need a good quarterback, just a NFL quarterback. A NFL quarterback, anyone but Zach Wilson, Dobbs, Colin Kaepernick. I don't give a fuck.
Wow, Colin Kaepernick.
Anybody, at least he's an NFL quarterback. Wow. This guy is totally lost, has no business in the league. And listen, it's not all Zach Wilson's fault to a degree. He was brought in here to be – the only reason he's still on the team is because they wanted to save face. They knew they brought Rodgers in, so they wouldn't have to worry about keeping Wilson on the roster.
He wasn't part of the plan.
And get egg on their face for wasting their first-round pick on him 2 years ago.
Right.
So they had to keep him because they had to save face. They can't just cut a guy they just drafted, even though we all know he doesn't belong in the NFL. And maybe more than Zach Wilson and more the offensive line than anything, we got to start talking about Nathaniel Hackett, the offensive coordinator, who again, as he did in Denver last year, run a terrible, terrible team. One of the worst teams we've ever seen in Denver last year with Nathaniel Hackett as the offensive coordinator, who was then brought in here because he's Aaron Rodgers' bitch boy. Hackett was brought to New York only to hold Aaron Rodgers' pocket because it's Aaron Rodgers' offense, so they needed an offensive coordinator who's going to do whatever beck and call Rodgers wanted.
Right.
So now Rodgers gets injured and he has to actually run an offense, and he clearly cannot do it. The offensive game plan may be worse than anything. There's no rhythm to it. There's no rhyme to the Jets offense. They have no, there appears to be no plan to the Jets offense. They've still yet to try to establish a run for a whole game with might be one of the best running. Well, he is one of the best running backs in the league. You can make the argument he's the best running back in the league. I don't care. And Breece Hall, just as far as home run capability. And Nathaniel Hackett continues proving once again he's a terrible coach, a terrible coordinator, and he's only brought in here to hold Rodgers' pocket. Now that Rodgers is out, he's been exposed for what he is. He can't vary. He can't audible against him. He can't even put together a game plan. Watch these Jets games. So the Jets, again, lose. And it's heartbreaking only because the defense played so well. If they had any slight semblance of offense, not even to score a ton of points, just to stay on the field
and not go two touchdowns. That's all you
needed. That's all you needed. Yeah. The Jets' offense could do absolutely nothing.
Right.
Zach Wilson is lost. Hackett is lost. The O-line stinks. And they lose a game they could have easily won. That's the frustrating part. With any semblance of offense, the Jets could have easily won that game against the Chargers.
Yep.
But again, they lose a key game. They're not out yet, but with every week, they make their jobs harder. And we'll get to this game's week when we get to the picks. But now they have a Raiders team coming in with a new coach, feeling good. The Raiders are 4-4, believe it or not. Crosby is a monster on their D-line. He's been licking his chops all week. They've all been licking their chops to go against his O-line on Sunday night. And I hope they figure something out, or else it's going to be more of the same for Zach Wilson. And that's my coverage.
That was a hell of a take. You put a hard period on that fucking entire Jets take.
Yeah.
And it's par for the course, I want to say. Like, even when the Jets have the biggest ray of hope at the beginning of the season, I already know, because I'm not a Jets fan, and I'm objective, and I've seen the history of the Jets, I already know that they're fucking finished from the beginning. Even though they had Aaron Rodgers, and everyone was hyped on it, and that's great, and everybody could be happy about it, I knew something was going to get fucked up. And I just didn't know it was going to be the first play of the fucking season.
Oh, you can't make it up. I did. I'm Sam Sostradamus. Right. I called that he'd be injured in the first two games. Surely
he was. Oh, my God. It was perfect. Perfect Jets.
Classic Jets. Yeah. Can't make it
unreal.
Up.
Unreal.
Oh, boy. So let's touch on a couple other things, and we'll get to the picks, sure. Of course. Just a couple notes, really. The cream is starting. Well, got to get to my power rankings for week 10, of course, too. Everybody tunes good, in good. For that in just a second. Cream is rising to the top, folks, as the lead sinks. And the lead... the Bills, the Seahawks, not sinking, not saying they're bad.
I was going to say, the Bills are lead?
Well, yeah, I think they're a middle team. Even the Cowboys, I think they're a middle team. They put up a good fight against the Eagles. The
Cowboys are a middle team.
And that's Julio's team, yeah. The Cowboys. We'll get to them more when we get to their picks. So we're starting to get some...
I'm a piece of shit Cowboys fan, by the way. All right, go ahead.
Starting to get some separation between these teams. The cream, of course, being the Ravens, the Bengals, and the Eagles rising to the elite teams of the league. A big note from last week, if you missed it, C.J. Stroud, the quarterback for the Texans, a rookie quarterback for the Texans, has arrived, and he is the real fucking deal. 470 yards and 5 touchdowns last week. And a comeback drive to put an exclamation point on it. C.J. Stroud is the real deal for the Texans. They're going to be tough to play against the rest of the year and going forward. He's a rookie. He's going to have shitty games, but I'm putting them in the class with the Trevor Lawrences, the Joe Burrows, and that.
I picked up old C.J. Stroud in their fantasy league.
Wow.
And then I dropped him like
the fantasy
2 weeks
league.
Ago.
I haven't paid my dues for yet.
Oh boy, you brought it up. I was debating whether to bring it up or not. Stans was being a real degenerate, folks.
Why?
He's being a real fucking moochie.
Why? Tell him why.
Stans hasn't paid his fantasy league dues.
In either league.
In both leagues that we're in. I didn't even think of that. I was thinking about the big money league.
I haven't paid
him
in good league or Sunday funny miserable.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'll pay before the playoffs.
He'll pay. But to the chagrin of the league members in our group chat, they're not happy about it.
Hey, well, grow up. Listen.
Grow up.
Some things are more important than fantasy football. Listen, I'll pay the dues before the playoffs roll around. Just want to see where I end up.
You may have to campaign to get back into the league.
Good. Apparently. I hope. I listen. I'm done. I don't care about sports.
Oh, come on. He cares. Look at that. Oh, he cares. No, he's just saying that.
Sports
folks.
Are gay. No. Clip it.
You're only hosting a sports show.
I'm the only sports host who's willing to go out on a limb and say sports are gay.
That sports are the
sports
worst.
Sports are gay. Caring about sports too much is gay. Go get a fucking
that
hobby.
That is true. I do agree with that.
Get a hobby.
You shouldn't care about sports too much.
Yeah. If you make fun of wrestling, and caring about anything is gay. Don't care about anything, especially not any family, friends, or sports, of course.
Right. What's better, sports or wrestling? Sports entertainment, which one?
They're both sports.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So are they both equally gay? Did you
if
know
you care about them, you shouldn't care about anything.
You shouldn't care about either. Did you know that you could bet on fake, you know, wrestling now?
How? That can't be.
Yeah. No, it's possible.
How? Because
on the fantasy.
But somebody
like
knows
DraftKings
the outcome.
Fantasy.
But
yeah.
Somebody knows
I
the
agree. It's stupid. Apparently it can be done.
There used to be a website back in the day when I was obsessed with wrestling because I was a child.
Right.
I forget what it was.
WrestleZone?
Maybe, but they would tell you who would win, like had inside.
Yeah,
info.
They give you the
it was
right, they
it was
give
like
you
the
results.
Original Reddit.
Well, that back then, I don't know if you knew this, Raw would be live 1 week and then the week after that would be taped. So they would have the results like a week out before the Raw. So yeah. That's probably what you were reading. But I agree. It's crazy that even the fantasy apps allow that you to like bet money on predetermined outcomes, which is just fucking stupid. There's got to be a forum out there that has all the results leaked already before the fucking matches.
A 100. All right. I think it's time for Jim Stansel's weekly power rankings.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Now, if you watched the show last week, if you're a loyal watcher or audio, if you're an audiophile like me and don't watch, that's fine. If you just listen, you know that I do the top eight teams. The top eight teams, because I'm not a sheep like every other thing that does the top five, because the top eight teams are the top quarter of the league.
Mm.
Get it? So that makes much more sense than doing the top five teams.
I was going to ask why not top 10. But
no, top eight. There's 32 teams, and the top eight teams are the top teams in the league. So Jim Stansel's power rankings going in to week 10 of the NFL. Oh, we've got some movement this week, folks. My God, if you've been listening to the show, you'll see we got some movement in this. And a lot of movement, folks. Hold on to your butts. Number one. Coming off of their win against the Cowboys, the Philadelphia Eagles, my number one power ranked team.
Bastard.
The scary thing about the Eagles, in my opinion, is they still haven't even played a perfect game yet. They've had some good games, but they've had a lot of games where they've shit the bed and either on offense or defense or Hurts look like shit. So the scary thing, and one of the reasons they are number one, is the Eagles haven't even put together 60 minutes of a game yet, and they continue to win. The only 8-1, right? I believe they're the only 8-1 team in the league. Number one, number two, taking a big jump, and people may not believe this. And I may be a little biased because of the animals I like. Who's to say? The Baltimore Ravens, the number two team in the league. They have the offense. We're waiting for them to put it together. It is together. They have the offense. Chiefs still have not figured out their offense, even though they continue to win. The Chiefs have not figured out that offense. They still don't have a number one wide receiver.
No.
They don't. They might not.
They
have
spread it out.
They spread
everywhere.
It out, but they're not spreading it. It's all Kelsey.
Yeah.
Kelsey and Pacheco and fake run plays. Get to the Chiefs in a second. The Ravens, number two, third ranked defense in the league, top offense in the league. Everything is clicking. I almost put them number one, frankly, but just because of the Eagles' record, I got to give them their dues. Ravens, and we have some good games this week that'll definitely help figure these rankings out for next week. Ravens number two, Chiefs number three. To my point, another team, again, this is why they're three, to their credit, still haven't put it together, but continue to win. Mahomes has talked about needing to figure out their offense. They clearly don't have a their receiver, their number one receiver is, I think it's going to be Rice. Mm. They tried it with Tony. It's not Tony. Sky Moore drops every pass that's thrown to him.
He's a bust.
Sky Moore is now, great call, Julio. Could be considered a bust at this point. So yeah. I think it's going to be Rice, but they got to find a wide receiver, and they got to figure that offense a little bit now because these other teams are coming.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Please.
But I apologize ahead of this because I haven't kept up on my Sports Mask episodes. I did watch the one with White Julio though, my progeny. But what did you announce? Did you state your take on the whole Taylor Swift Kelce thing on Sports Mask?
Yeah,
I'm assuming you have.
We've touched on it. I don't know. There's nothing I could say that hasn't been talked about already. I suppose it's just a bit insufferable.
I don't really care about it. I just feel like it's annoying that they always cut to her during games.
Right.
That's the only thing I care about.
That's classic NFL. They obviously, the NFL and Goodell absolutely loves the
crossover. Oh, my God. They're eating it up. They're slobbering all over this fucking thing.
And all these networks, they know the deal. They know the eyeball, where the eyeballs are going. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to stop. They're going to show her any chance they get. And obviously, she's literally her career. She's right. Literally an attention whore. So she's just going to continue to come up with handshakes with Brittany Mahomes and other insufferable things to do in the booth. So it is what it is.
Real or fake?
Huh?
Real or fake?
What?
The relationship.
I think it's real. I see they're vacationing in Argentina this week.
Oh, boy. You follow them? You follow them on the gram?
Chiefs have a bye week. I saw that they were in Argentina. In Argentina for the week.
Argentina. I didn't know that. So you think it's real?
I keep up. Well, he's also my tight end fantasy. I got to see what he's up to.
Oh, shit. Damn. Anyway.
Number four, the Dolphins. Dolphins got to be careful. They're slipping a bit in old Stancil's rankings. Dolphins also, they got to beat a good team. They haven't really beaten a good team yet. You can pull up their schedule in the meantime. All the good teams, the chances they've had to make statements, they've bit the bullet on. I don't have it in front of me. Dolphins still, they're number four. Listen, all these teams are at the top of the league, so keep that in mind.
Right.
Number five, and another team who very well could be moving up again after this week, the Bengals, very similar to the Ravens.
Right.
Putting it together, as I always knew they would if you watched the show, because I'm Stancil Stradamus. Bengals coming into form at the right time. Another team I would not want to play. So thorough Joe Burrow, beautiful boy. Speaking of beautiful boys, right behind the Bengals at number six, I have the Jags. Dangerous team.
Jaggy Waggies.
They have a bye week this week, I believe. They'll be fresh and ready to go the second half of the season. Behind the Jags, I have the Lions. I like the weapon. I like all the weapons. I do. Sorry.
Is that six or seven?
That's seven.
Wow.
I like the Lions ahead of the 49ers. I have the 49ers at eight. I'll get to the 49ers in a second. I like the Lions. Oh, weapons, they also have a bye week this week, so they're going to be healthy for the second half of the year. And at eight, I have the 49ers. And they keep proving my point. I think Brock Purdy, similar to what I was saying with the Jets, at least they have an NFL quarterback, meaning he can play in the, but he's not good. I don't think Brock Purdy in any way is good. No. He's fine.
But he's competent.
He's not bad. He's competent enough. Christian McCaffrey, one of the great running backs, the Hall of Fame running back.
Brandon Ayuk.
I got Ayuk. I know they have Samuel Debo is back this week.
Debo Samuel's
so,
back.
Hey, they may move back up in the rankings. Yeah. They were at the top of these Stancil rankings beginning of the year. But I got to see, I'm just not impressed by the 49ers. Everybody seems to automatically put them in the top five. I don't know. I've seen a decent chunk of them. I'm just not impressed. Again, they're top seven. They're in the top rankings here, folks. So I'm not saying
they're eight, right?
They're eight.
Yeah. I would put them top five.
Yeah.
I mean, you would kill for a Brock Purdy right now on the Jets.
Yeah, on the Jets, absolutely. Yeah. 100% would kill.
Maybe will.
And that's the rankings going into week 10. Now, we're about to go around the league for all the picks with your cocks and dicks, as promised.
Picks for dicks.
Let's do a check of the poor chat, since I've only read the super chat, see if anybody said anything worth talking about here, Julio. Par Dixon, I also have a queen size. There you go, Julio.
Yeah, there you go. No shame. No shame. Queen life, brother.
Oh, James McKeon. That's some interesting advice for me. Rock the storage locker. I used to smile. I think he said, I used to smoke crack and fuck my ex in one on a mattress. We called it the sin bin.
The sin bin.
Interesting. So that's interesting, Mr. James McKeon. Thank you for that. That has crossed my mind. Here's my question. Maybe you could chime in here, James. Do they, how is the security? Like, will they notice I'm in there?
Right. I was just thinking that.
Will they see? But the thing is, I won't be able to lock it from the outside. Is there a way to like kind of lock it from the inside? Do they really care? If I'm paying for it, do they even really care?
Do they not allow people to sleep inside?
I mean, I'm sure
units?
It's something.
I'm guessing no. I'm guessing they don't allow that.
That's what I'm saying. I assume there's a reason they don't let people sleep in storage, or else people would just be making apartments out of them. Right. I get that. At the same time, I know, I assume not many people actually do it, so.
But maybe there's a way just to get around it, yeah. Maybe if you just do it.
Call in James McKeon, let us know.
I mean, I can lock it for you from the outside and leave you there.
Yeah, I want my own sin. Oh, yeah, maybe I'll have you come tuck me in every night and lock me in the storage locker.
You and your BB.
I'll just call you when I want to get out. Happy Sabbath. Thank you, Rickosaurus. The great Rickosaurus.
Wow.
I just made white in my truck to a Lisa Ann video, and that's great. Rickosaurus.
Wow, Lisa Ann.
Good for you, Rick.
Classic.
He made white. He came. That's good. Healthy. What size bed you got in that truck, Rick? Put it in the chat. We want to know the size. lots of people like soccer, Lady Slug. How dare you? Lacrosse equals piazza. That's not nice.
It's kind of true, though. Sometimes the truth isn't nice.
The most manly sport.
No, that's a
lie. People always talk shit about things they're afraid of. The amount of coordination you need just to throw and pass a lacrosse ball exceeds the skill involved in other sport. And then you throw into the physicality of it, getting hit with sticks, running. Absolutely, the lacrosse is the ultimate athlete's game.
Disagree.
MLS fans here in the Pacific Northwest are insufferable. Thank you.
That's good to know.
Jake Hudson says hello. Hello, Jake. James R. has a great point here. Women's race walking is the last honest sport. I will not back down.
I can see that. There's probably no cheating in that. Yeah. Yeah.
I like watching their feet.
No performance enhancers and that sort. Probably.
They always have to keep one foot on the ground. That's the rules of power speed walking.
I wasn't aware that.
That's why it separates it from running.
Oh, shit.
So when you watch speed walk in the Olympics, you'll notice they always have to keep one foot on the ground, which is why they walk so wacky.
Well, yeah. I can imagine. I've seen people speed walking.
And of course, Soviet Skunk, eat some acid. Oh, K-Fur, the bubbly and always.
Oh, K-Fur.
The always bubbly. You met K-Fur in Atlantic City, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. He was stuck on that infamous elevator with me for an
hour
and a half. Wow.
K-Fur, big shout out. You were stuck on the elevator.
With all those MLC compound media fucking freaks.
Freaks.
They just packed out that goddamn elevator. Stancil was there. He saw me.
I did.
He saw me right before the doors closed.
I literally walked into the bar with Kevin Brennan as the door was closing on this overcrowded elevator, and I saw the look in your eye, the thousand-yard stare.
Dude.
Surrounded by...
I was in the back
Ellis
corner.
From Philly and Tony.
Ellis from Philly, Tony.
Victor.
Yeah.
K-Fur.
Secret show, like those Coscob secret show people.
Freaks.
They were in there. Yeah. And George Chigger. He was in that.
Chigger,
he was in that cab
God.
Too. The biggest fucking guy
Chigger
ever.
Chigger alone, that
stuck
elevator
in that
would
fucking
have moved.
Elevator. You know what he told us after?
Uh-oh.
He said he tried his best to stay calm in that elevator because he knew if he fucking lost it, then everybody was gonna get hurt because he said he was close to like pushing people away, but it was so
going
packed
Hulk.
Out. Yeah. Yeah, it was so packed out we couldn't fucking move.
He's gonna be like Axel from Twisted Metal and just
oh my God.
Make that.
There was literally women crying on that fucking cab. for an hour and
in
a
the
half.
Elevator.
Yes, in the elevator. Yes. Mm-hmm. It was awful. And it's just funny that the last person I see in from the outside world is Stancil right before
Stancil
the door
and Kevin Brennan.
That's it. And Kevin Brennan. Yeah, I only got on that fucking elevator to go find you, by the way. I was at the fucking roof, and I was like, where is he?
Well, no use crying over spilled milk.
Terrible.
And K-Fur was there. K-Fur says...
K-Fur was on there.
Yeah. Uh-oh, K-Fur, he's always...
Oh, what's he saying?
K-Fur needs to... K-Fur, you should do some ads. Jake Hudson, nobody likes you, go away and find another retard chat that is willing to say hi to your dumb ass.
Whoa.
That's not nice. Jake Hudson,
words.
You're welcome here. All retards welcome. ARW.
Retards are welcome.
K-Fur, also, shitney jabrums, fuck Argentina, unless they're looking for Adolf.
Oh, my God. Adolf could be down there. It's a chance.
Mm.
A lot of German communities in South America.
All right. And that's about it. All right. Well, Fern. Wait a minute. Who the hell's Fern? Julio? Who are
K-Fur.
You? Oh, I think I said K-Fur.
Yeah.
Well, listen. I'm hitting play.
Time for the picks?
You can't hear it, Julio. But let me just make sure people at home can hear it. Oh, that's right. The music is playing. The music is playing, folks. You know what that means. It's time for the picks for Week 10 of the NFL season. As I pull it up right here, there's another fucking 9:30 game, the fucking last
that
game.
That is annoying. I don't like those 9:30 games.
Please, I ranted about it last week. I'm not even going to waste time on it this week, Julio.
So you're on board with it being fucking late.
Terrible. It's all a money grab. What else is new?
Why is it at 9:30, by the way?
Because it's in fucking Europe.
Okay.
Please, don't even get me started. It's all about money. The Indianapolis Colts against the New England Patriots from Europe. Patriots plus 2.5. Go ahead, Julio. Lead us off.
I'm going to go Patriots.
Yeah, you love to say Patriots. It makes you want to pick Patriots. But, lo, I'm taking the Colts.
Oh,
Gardner
boy.
Fucking Minshew. I've seen nothing with the Patriots to get excited about.
But I feel like they both suck. I feel like it go either way. So
I mean, the Colts are 4-5. The Pats are 2-7. The Colts, in their mind, if you're a Colts player or fan, you have it in your mind you can win a couple of games to get in the playoff picture. They're going to be driven to win this game. They got their little Minshew quarterback.
I was going to say, are you Minshew mania boy now?
I hate Gardner Minshew and anything about him.
Does he still have that mustache?
Yes. Wow. I hate Minshew. Give me the Colts. All right, me and Julio split here. I'm going Colts. You're going Pats. I got to do a quick work thing, so buy me some time. Take your time picking this game. Hold on. I'll give you the next game, and you could wax poetic about it. We got the Texans, 4-4 Texans at the 5-3 Bengals. Bengals minus 6.5. Buy me some time.
Wow, Texans versus Bengals. Well, as Stancil already said, C.J. Stroud is really coming into his own. I'm going to go Bengals still, though. Hard to go against Joe Burrow. He's the fucking truth. I mean, he started the season pretty bad because of his calf injury, but he's been bouncing back. Bengals, minus 6.5 all day. Fuck that. Do the Texans really have anything besides their quarterback? What do you think, Stancil? Is there anyone on the Texans that you like besides C.J. Stroud?
Hold on. I need.
Oh, more time.
60
all right, never
seconds.
Mind. All right. Besides that, I mean, I have Joe Burrow on my fantasy team. Obviously, maybe I'm a little biased. All right, you caught me. I'm biased. In this, my ethics is compromised because I have a fantasy team that's still in the running, folks. I'm only in fifth or sixth place. I can still make the playoffs, and obviously I still want to see Joe Burrow make it. And that's why I am picking the Bengals. That's the God's honest truth. I can't I can't lie. This is Ski Mask Media. We only tell the truth here. For the love of God, please let Joe Burrow do well because I need to. I lost my last fucking fantasy league matchup by one fucking point against this piece of shit dentist that we're all friends with. He doesn't deserve a win. And he's in first, by the way, so I was really pissed. I thought I was going to be able to bring him down. But yeah, Joe Burrow. all day. 100,000%. That's going to be my mortal lock of the week. My mortal lock, not Stanzel's. My 100% mortal lock of the week. Besides that, Stanzel, please, for the love of God, pay your fantasy league dues. The good league is going to be torn apart by this scandal in due time.
All right, I'm back.
Thank God.
Now, who did you pick?
I went with the Bengals. Because Joe Burrow's on my fantasy team, and I'm biased.
Right. Well, Joe Burrow, listen, yeah, interesting game. There's a few interesting games this week. This is one of them. Because of the C.J. Stroud effect here.
Right.
Absolutely, to your point. That said, as in my rankings you could surmise, I think the Bengals are a top team in the league, obviously. Maybe they're trying to make a case to be the top team. So I'm going to say the Bengals will win by a touchdown or more. It may just be a touchdown. It may be a close game with C.J. Stroud on the road, and the Texans are 4-4.
Who do they have on the Texans for, like, wide receivers? And, like, who's on their team? I feel like I don't really know.
Not much.
Yeah.
I'm blanking at the moment.
It's just really Stroud just kind of, like, nailing his fucking targets, right? That's about it?
Yeah.
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 That's why I think Bengals. Yeah.
So I'm going, to that point, too. Yeah, I'm going Bengals. I think they're trending the right way. I don't see them losing this game, and I do see them winning by a touchdown or more. So I'll take the Bengals minus 6.5. All right. Saints at the Vikings. Vikings plus 2.5. They got their guy Dobbs playing. They love him. They had that win last week with him. Saints minus 2.5. And I'll go. I know the Vikings have been all high and mighty. They're coming off that big win. They feel good. They think they have a chance. They're 5-4. Both these teams are 5-4. This is not one of the interesting games I'm talking about here. That said, I've been saying this all year, and I stand by it. I think the Saints still have weapons and nobody's given their credit for. The Kamaras, the Mike Thomas, the Taysom Hill. I don't love their defense, but the league they're in, it doesn't really matter.
Right.
So I'm taking the Saints here minus the points. It's less than a field goal, so it's almost a pick-em, minus 2.5. I'm going with the Saints and the Vikings coming back down to earth a bit.
I'm going to go with the Saints as well because of, they do have weapons that I think people are sleeping on. Taysom Hill, I think, is like one of their bigger weapons. So, yeah, essentially a pick-em. I agree, Saints.
We got a super chat. As we know, super chats are read immediately. James R. Greater hardship, child support, or two DUIs? I know I can weigh in on that. Well, one of the two.
Yeah.
I would say two DUIs because then you got a thing in your car, which is annoying. Children, you could always run away and hide. At least you'd be able to drive your car drunk.
Right.
I mean, that's the most important thing in America is being able to drive your car drunk. So if I had to choose between paying child support or a device in my car, I'll go with paying child support because I could always just blow that off and disappear in my car with no breathalyzer in it. Whereas if I have a breathalyzer in my car, I can't drive drunk, which is the only way to drive.
Especially easy for you now that you will be living in your car. They don't even have an address for you.
Well, yeah, come and find
me. Right, exactly. So
I'll be driving drunk and sleeping in my car.
In your particular case, I think that makes sense because you don't have an address, right? But for me, I'm going to say child support is probably the worst of the two because that's there for at least 18 years. Two DUIs could go away in like 10.
Right.
Seven. You're done. You're almost going to have to deal with that for twice as long. And it's probably going to be more expensive with child support, too. And the price of child support would probably change if, like, you start getting paid more down the road, right? Your thing in your car is going to be a set price pretty much the entire time. You don't have to worry about it jumping up, like, a few hundred dollars, like, from one year to the next. Child support can if you get a raise in your job. That can change.
Yeah.
So it continuously keeps screwing you as a kid gets older and as time goes by. So in my case, I would say child support, definitely the worst between the two.
Anyway, let me make sure I was looking at the. Yes.
You're doing Saints Vikings
last. Cool. Yes.
Playing with the boys.
Playing with the boys. Yeah, deal with it. What's the next game?
Well, it was. We were on Saints Vikings. We both agreed Saints.
Okay. Packers at the Steelers. Steelers minus 3.5 in Pittsburgh. I like the Steelers here. I talked about it on the football show this week. Packers, I keep giving the benefit of the doubt all year, and they continue to disappoint. I'm done betting on the Packers. I'm done betting on Jordan Love. He may be good someday, but it's not this year. And and the Steelers have some mojo going. They're at home. They're 5-4 all of a sudden. To their credit, they haven't done anything impressive, but they just win these games. And that could be something the Jets don't have. A good coach like Tomlinson who makes the correct decisions at the right times. But they find ways to win, and they're at home. This will be a nice little. This will get them two games above 500, put them in a nice spot in that division. Give me the Steelers minus 3.5.
I agree. Steelers have found they just win games. Pick it to Pickens. Gotta love that. I'm a minus 3.5 Steelers. Yeah, I'm in.
All right, the Titans at the Bucks. Both teams 3-5. Bucks plus 1.5.
Bucks.
Going Bucks.
I'm going Bucks.
No. Yeah, you don't need to explain this one because who gives a fuck? I will say this. They're sticking with Will Levis, whatever, in the Tennessee. So I'm going to go with them. He looks pretty good. So we're going to stick with Tennessee there, minus 1.5. Let's move on. That game stinks. Here comes a fun game. A very interesting game here, folks. The San Francisco 49ers at the Jags. Jags plus 2.5. Niners 5-3. Jags 6-2. Do you like this one, Julio?
That's an interesting one. Yeah, I'm definitely going to watch that if I can. If it's shown here,
it's
I don't
know. 1 o'clock game. We'll see.
I think San Fran, even though they're going to be playing in Jacksonville. I don't know. I'm one of these guys that are high on the San Francisco.
Okay.
More so than you. Like I said, I think they're top five, not top eight. I like Brandon Ayuk. I like obviously Christian McCaffrey. I think Brock Purdy, even though he's not the greatest fucking NFL QB of all time, I think he does what he needs to do and he gets the fucking ball down to his players. I'm in on San Fran.
Copy?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. And I'll go the opposite way. I back up my rankings. I think the Jags. I like the Jags right now more than the Niners. And they're getting 2.5 measly points to boot in case it's a close game. I think this will be a close game. I think it'll be a good game. Wouldn't be surprised if either team wins, obviously. It's a hack thing to say. But I'm going with the Jags at home. Statement win. They're going to go to 7-2 and take a big jump in Stancil's rankings next week.
Good God. I'm sure they're looking forward to that.
They got a circle on their wall.
Yeah.
They got a circle that they're ranked 8th or 7th or whatever the hell I had them ranked.
The Jags locker room definitely has the Stancil power rankings up on a board.
Browns at the Ravens. Ravens minus 5.5. Another great game here. Interdivisional, the AFC North games, always knockdown, drag out. You can pretty much take it to the bank. It'll be under 35 total points. It's always the same game. Pittsburgh Browns, Ravens Browns, Steelers Ravens, you name it. They all end up being the same game. You love to see it. Hard hitting fights. The Browns look good. I want to say Watson's playing this week. But I like the Ravens. Again, I can't go back. I like the Ravens minus 5.5. I think it'll be a close game, similar to the Bengals game. I think it'll be close, but I think in the end the Ravens will win by a touchdown or more. So I don't mind the minus 5.5 at home for Baltimore. But this should be another interesting game. Where the other way, if the Browns do win this, then they're all of a sudden they're going to be right there in the AFC North with the Bengals, Steelers, Ravens. That's a hell of a division that's shaping up in the AFC North. Browns, Ravens, Steelers, and Bengals.
I'm going Ravens as well. I'm just a fan of Lamar Jackson, even though he screwed me multiple times in fantasy before because I've had him as a QB. But, yeah, Ravens over Browns. That's my pick.
Falcons at the Cardinals. What a dumb game. Yeah. The only thing hanging this on at all is the Falcons are somehow 4-5. The Cardinals are 1-6. Kyler Murray's back this week. They're at home. I'm just going to take the Cardinals. They only have one win. They got to win a second game somewhere, and the Falcons are nothing fun. So, yeah, I'm taking the Cardinals plus 1.5 and quickly moving on from this game.
Oh, I'm actually going the opposite of you this time because it's Falcons for me simply because even though Kyler Murray's back, Call of Duty was actually recently released, and as we all know, Kyler Murray is a Call of Duty addict. Guy can't get enough of it, and he's gone on the record as saying he's, you know, put the game over studying tape or fucking plays or whatever the fuck. So I'm going to go Falcons simply because Call of Duty was released.
There you have it. Pick because of Call of Duty. All right. Lions, another interesting game. Lions at the Chargers. Lions 6-2 with the Chargers 4-4 coming off of their depressing win against the Jets in a game they had no business winning, but the Jets couldn't muster any kind of offense. Chargers 1.5 at home. I love the Lions here, only minus 1.5. Chargers getting a little clout because of their win against the Jets, I guess. But the Lions are only laying 1.5. Give me the Lions. That's it.
Agreed. I'm in Detroit Lions as well.
Here you go, Julio. Your game this week. The New York Football Giants go to Dallas, Texas, where the Cowboys are laying 16.5 points. The Giants are starting that DeVito guy again. Our neighborhood Cowboys correspondent.
Right.
Go ahead.
Cowboys are negative 16.5?
Minus 16.5.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow. Damn, this is tough. Well, the Cowboys did wreck the Giants earlier in the fucking season.
Yep. I was sitting next to Jonah Weinstein at a bar when that happened.
Oh, were you in San Fran and Cali back
then?
That's
right.
Oh, my God. As you saw, the Giants had no fucking chance against the Cowboys. I mean, the game was pretty much done by halftime. I would imagine the same thing happens again. That being said, minus 16.5, that's a ton of fucking points. I don't recall the score from the earlier Giants-Cowboys game, but you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to stick with my team. I'm going to say Cowboys minus 16.5. That's what I'm going with.
Wow. Yeah. Hey, listen. Until proven otherwise, I see no reason not to. Give me the Cowboys minus 16.5. I mean, I don't...
Giants are atrocious.
You want to talk about somebody who shouldn't be in the NFL. I mean, I feel bad for this DeVito kid. He's their third-string quarterback. He's not supposed to be on the field. At the same time... shame on the Giants for not making a move just like the Jets should make a move and finding anybody else to play. Daboll, coming off a Coach of the Year season last year, is totally lost. Again, unfortunately, very similar to Jets. I don't know what they're doing, but who gives a fuck? Cowboys by a billion. Commanders at the Seahawks. Seahawks minus 6.5. The 4-5 Commanders, the 5-3 Seahawks. In Seattle, home of the 12th man, home of James R. Or no, he's in the Pacific. I don't know. Who cares? Anyway, Julio, go ahead.
How much? What's the spread?
Minus 6.5 for the Seahawks. Seahawks laying 6.5 at home.
I've picked the Commanders. I like their QB, Sam Howell.
Yeah.
He's been doing well. I actually picked him up on my fantasy team. He's been a pickup for me. And he actually filled in quite well when Joe Burrow was out, and I didn't really have another QB. I like it. I like the Commanders.
I like the Seahawks to win, but I don't love the 6.5 spread. So I'm going to go with the Commanders and the points. I agree with you. Howell has shown some gumption, as we say around here. He's shown a little grit, as they say. I'm not saying the Seahawks don't win this game, but I like the Commanders plus the 6.5 points. As you heard me all year, as a Jets fan, I know what Geno Smith is, and he's not great, and he's barely good. He's usually not good. He can make the big plays when they don't matter.
He's always said it. He's never been a fan of Geno Smith. Even when he was playing well last year, he always called him out. So he's 100% par for the course on that, yeah.
All right, two more games. Sunday night. Why do they keep putting us in the primetime games? I don't know. Well, I know because they thought Rodgers was going to be the quarterback.
Right.
But I absolutely hate all these primetime games, these national games we've been playing. We got the Jets going to Vegas against the Raiders. Raiders are getting 1.5. Why don't you go first, Julio?
I mean, it's
4-4 Jets, 4-5 Raiders.
Yeah, I'm going to go for the Raiders at this point. I mean, the Jets keep blowing their fucking games no matter how good their defense plays, no matter how many chances their defense gives them. They just can't get their fucking shit together on offense. And the Raiders, they, like you said, they have new fucking coaching now. They have new leadership. It's I don't see how the Raiders can lose this one, given how many times the Jets have blown all the opportunities this season to win a game.
Yep, you're not wrong about anything. As I said earlier, Raiders are pumped up. Antonio Pierce's first win last week. He's his whole thing is being a player's coach. He treats the players like men. That goes well for a while, but that eventually fades off because then everybody starts doing their own thing. But we're not at that point yet. So the players are all fired up. They love their new coach. They had a win last week. All of a sudden, they're 4-5, a game below 500. Again, you got to put yourselves in the mind of their locker room. They now think they win a couple games, and they're in the mix for the playoffs. As I said earlier, that D-line and Crosby have to be drooling all week going against our O-line and our quarterback, who's completely lost in the pocket. So I'm terrified of that. Listen, at the same time, the Jets defense continues to do its thing. If the Jets offense can just muster anything like they've done a couple weeks this year, just put a couple plays together, maybe set up the run game, something to get some sort of offense, the Jets still should win this game. With the defense we have, I believe they can hold the Raiders offense and get to their quarterback, one of the best D-lines in football. But I'm going to go, I'm going with you. I'm going to call it a win-win. I'm taking the Raiders and the points. That way, if I lose, the Jets win,
right,
and I still win.
Jets to win.
So yeah. I'm tricking the universe. I'm picking the Raiders plus the 1.5.
Yeah, fuck the universe.
No. And, yeah. But, if the Jets can just find any kind of offense, they should win this game. But they keep not doing it.
Right.
So why am I going to get my hopes up?
Keep blowing it. Doesn't matter.
I'll be watching that game probably the first half at Casey's, screaming.
Ooh, the local 7 Seas.
85 Woodside Street.
The legendary.
And the last game, the Monday night game, the Denver Broncos going up to upstate New York, Buffalo Bills, -7.5. Bills laying 7.5 in Buffalo.
I mean, it's got to be Bills, right? There's no way it could be anything else.
Says you.
I say. I don't know. Didn't the Broncos win one recently? That was I don't keep up with the Broncos.
They did. I forget.
I forget, but they won something that I definitely didn't think they were going to win.
Oh, the Chiefs.
Oh, right. So, I don't know. Bills for me. I feel like that's easy.
Yeah, and because it's so easy, I think that's why I'm going to go with this.
Wow.
I think I'm going Broncos here, plus a 7.5.
All right.
And I have nothing crazy to back this up. I like the full touchdown and a hook spread for the Broncos. Mm-hmm. As you've heard me say the last few weeks, I think the Bills, similar to the 49ers, living off the laurels a bit of success of years past, when what have they actually done this year? I haven't been impressed by the Bills at all. Maybe Denver gets fired up. I have nothing to back it up. I'm not going to act like I have some infight info. I just believe this just seems like one of these games. Maybe the Broncos show up and win it outright, and if not, keep it close enough where the 7.5 spread will cover.
I will say that game is the perfect game that, you know, Vegas sports bookies love. You know, everybody thinks the Bills are going to win that one easy because it's at
right.
It's at Buffalo. It's the fucking Broncos.
They're begging you to take the Bills.
Exactly. They want Monday you to night. Take the fucking Bills so that they can clean it up once the Broncos fucking cover the spread.
Yep.
That is the perfect game for that.
Give me the Broncos. And those are your picks for week 10 of the NFL season. My God, we did it. A 90-minute sprawling show from coast to coast, from boys to butts.
We covered a lot. We covered a lot of subjects.
Basically covered it all.
Yeah. The only thing we didn't cover is world events. But who gives a shit? This is a sports
show. World is gay. Everything is gay. Any
Middle East is fucked, for sure.
Yeah. Pave it. Listen, we gave the Shuleys. We gave the Shuleys a chance. We gave the hummus a chance.
The hummus.
It's just time for the old Christians to come on back and take over the
Really?
Media.
You want a crusade? You want the crusade?
Let's bring back the crusades. It's time.
No, really?
Clearly, they can't play with their toys nice. We tried to give them their little lands and stuff. They can't do it. Let's bring back the crusades. I want lances. I want horses.
Ooh, you want the Knights Templar?
I want Knights Templar. Oh, I want Tom Hanks chasing something down.
Why Tom Hanks? Oh,
because
oh, yeah,
Angel,
Vinci
I don't know.
Code,
he's
right,
always finding codes
and
stuff.
That's right. He's always deciphering.
So let's give it back. Let's give the world to the rightful owners, the Christians.
I think it should just be, you know, we should just leave it alone. Let them all figure it out eventually.
Yeah.
It's only one group of, you know, it's that one area, right, that's all fucking him up.
Yeah,
right?
I don't really care.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
All right. Well. Hopefully, if they make the Knights Templar, you can sign up and join.
Hopefully, they blow each other off the face of the earth, and we don't have to care about it because I don't care about it now. Good for them. Good for hummus. Good for Shuleys. Good for all of you. Enjoy your shitty Accra desert. As we say every week, a big day of games tomorrow. You know where this is going. Trip your wife as she's at the top of the stairs, so she has to go to the hospital and out of the house for the day. Have your sister-in-law watch after her in the hospital. You can't be interrupted while watching these football games. Directly after you send your wife to the hospital, ground your kid for something he didn't do. Lock him in his room. Buy a lock for the outside, just like I'll do.
When I live in a storage unit, lock
your child in the room. You know, throw a granola bar in there.
Keep him fed
through the four. Yeah, we're not asking you to kill your kid or wife, but we are asking.
Throw a water bottle in there.
You're gonna want to sequester both of them. You're gonna want everybody to leave you alone. If you have an elderly mother, perhaps you look after. Commit her. Send her to a home. Anything she sells.
It's time anyway. Don't lie to yourself.
It's time.
You
got to watch these games. You got to get rid of your relatives that are going to be calling you and bothering you, especially your mother. Cut all ties in lieu of the NFL. Whatever she says in front of the doctor, tell the doctor it's a lie. She's going to be persistent, and then I'll just say, see, she actually believes this stuff.
Cut all ties.
It's very easy to commit
your
elderly.
Watch the NFL. And then go outside and play sports in this beautiful weather.
Maybe go play sports tomorrow morning before the games. At least go to the gym. I know I will be. And then settle in. And then the evening, you can, while your mother is settling into the home, your child is passed out from malnutrition in his room, and your wife is getting treated for her bruises in the hospital from you tripping her as she went down the stairs. You'll be left all alone to watch the games and the Jets Sunday night game, and it'll be a beautiful weekend. All I have to do is cut all ties with friends, family, and loved ones. And
be by yourself forever. That sounds like a plan. That sounds like a nice little Sunday.
Julio, everyone loves when you're on the show.
Wow. Well, thanks for having me. As always, it's a pleasure.
I'm sure you'll be back.
Maybe back in your car the next time.
Yeah, we'll
never know.
Live from the trunk.
Yeah, I'm down. Fuck it.
Live from the storage
facility. We'll lock ourselves in. That's fine.
All right. Thank you for watching. If you watch live, if you're watching this later or listening later, God
Real
bless
quick,
you.
last final take.
Sure.
Can you beat a UFC women's champion?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
Any UFC women's champ?
Yes. Once I get in there, it's over. It's all over.
What would happen? Would you strike, or would you just take him to the ground and
I'll just maul
them. You just want to get your hands on the woman.
Oh,
and
I got
throw
my hands
him,
on him.
Then throw him to the ground, and then you'll just, like a bear, just like a paw swipe.
This is essentially
right
my love life, anyway. This is how I meet women in the wild, anyway, so
wow.
What's the difference?
Oh, my God. So on record, Stancil takes any UFC champion. Take that, Amanda Nunes. She's a former
champion. Amanda Nunes, she watches. Call in next week, Amanda. I'll be happy to set up a fight with you, perhaps the New Rochelle Boxing, where Stevie Liu had his fight.
oh, Stevie Liu had a fight?
He fought Ryan Katsu Rivera in a boxing match.
How'd he go? How'd he do?
Stevie won by decision.
Whoa. Congrats, Stevie Liu. He's lanky. He's a tall guy.
He is.
He had the reach,
like,
I'm sure.
You got to look at a picture of it. It looked like Punch Out, like character. Because not only is Stevie lanky, Ryan Katsu Rivera was my height.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Oh, my God. That's pretty funny.
Ski Mask was there announcing it live.
Wow.
We're everywhere.
I can't believe
I missed that. On that note, Ski Mask Media on YouTube. Patreon.com, Ski Mask Media. My Stancil Lives go up there every week. SkiMaskCollector.com for all the beautiful merch that'll get it now, because eventually it'll be featured in the Daily Mail and New York Post.
It's going to go up after that. I mean, it's only going to go up. It's like an investment. You buy it, you hold on to it, and then you know.
Yeah. And
it'll be worth something one day.
And if nothing else, the holidays are coming. Go get yourself a nice big... Here, you can rest on this tomorrow while you're watching the football and your family is all infirm.
Yeah, it's orthopedic.
It is.
It helps your back.
All right. All right, folks. Count all the votes. Peace in the Middle East. Fuck Ukraine. Goodbye.